Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the live internet broadcast of Secrets Revealed. Understand the Book of Revelation from start to finish. This is Nicole, your Book of Revelation research scientist, and tonight is our first discussion in February of 2024 about the purple and scarlet prophecy. If you are interested in having the study notes, please go to blogtalkradio.com/liveprophetic for the one-page basic study notes. Tonight, we're talking about the purple and scarlet prophecy. We're talking about what happens when the seventh and final plague is released. In Revelation chapters 15 and 16, the seven final plagues prophecy is presented. In other words, John the Revelator, he was shown by an angel assigned by Jesus Christ. He was shown while he was in heaven a documentary. He was shown an external vision. In other words, a vision external to himself. In today's vernacular, we refer to moving pictures with sound as a movie, but this wasn't just any kind of movie he was shown. He was shown a documentary about end-time events, soon-coming events, and every event that he was shown, according to Revelation chapter 22, verse 6, was genuine and true. So he was shown the seven final plagues. Seven angels of the Lord stood in heaven, each with a bowl, and inside of it held a plague. And they were sent to the earth, and one by one they pour out the plagues. When the seventh and final plague is poured out, many things happen. A key event is that God remembers Babylon. God remembers Babylon. And so we get at the end of that prophecy. So John the Revelator wrote down everything that he saw and heard. And so he watched a documentary, but because we don't have a copy of the documentary he saw, we have his report of it. We refer to it as a prophecy, but we're talking about the same thing. At the end of the documentary that he was shown in Revelation chapter 17, we hear a little bit about what happens when the seventh and final plague is poured out in Revelation chapter 16. So many things happen, but one of the key things that happens, Revelation chapter 16, verse 17 says, then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air. And then in verse 19 it says, the great city of Babylon split into three sections. And then it says later in the same verse, so God remembered all of Babylon's sins, and he made her drink the cup that was filled with the wine of his fierce wrath. And every island disappeared, and all the mountains were leveled. So today we're going to be talking about Babylon. So Babylon is the headquarters of the harlot church, the church that promotes the one world religion during the wrath of Satan, which is the Great Tribulation. It's precisely 42 months, 1,260 days, a time times and half a time. That's 3.5 years. So at the end of the seven plagues documentary, there's a snapshot of the destruction of Babylon, and we're told that God remembers all of Babylon's sins. The next documentary he was shown was a documentary, is a documentary that focuses exclusively on how God remembers Babylon. In other words, how God destroys the headquarters of the one world religion that's responsible for getting multiplied millions. In other words, billions of people to give their affections to a false god, to essentially become a prostitute, to give their heart, their love to someone, to something other than our Creator, God the Father. And so let us turn our attention now to this important prophecy, prophecy number 8 in the book of Revelation. It's a zoom in. It's the most detailed report in the book of Revelation of the destruction of the headquarters, an actual city, the headquarters for the one world religion, the harlot church. Let's go to that prophecy. It begins with Revelation chapter 17, and it ends with verse 5 of Revelation chapter 19. Now, I want to take us first to the destruction of Babylon itself, and then let's circle back to talk about, well, where is this city? What exactly is the city? Let's go to Revelation chapter 18 to hear about its destruction. We just heard a snapshot of it at the end of Revelation chapter 16. Now in Revelation 18, we go there. We have fast-forwarded in time to the actual destruction. Here's what John the Revelator says. Reading from Revelation chapter 18, verse 1. After all this, I saw another angel come down from heaven with great authority, and the earth grew bright with his splendor. He gave a mighty shout, Babylon is fallen. That great city is fallen. She has become a home for demons. She is a hideout for every foul spirit, a hideout for every foul vulture, and every foul and dreadful animal. For all the nations have fallen because of the wine of her passionate immorality. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her because of her desires for extravagant luxury. The merchants of the world have grown rich. Then I heard another voice calling from heaven. Come away from her, my people. Do not partake. Do not partake in her sins. Excuse me. Come away from her, my people. Do not take part in her sins, or you will be punished with her. For her sins are piled as high as heaven, and God remembers her evil deeds. Do to her as she has done to others. Double her penalty for all her evil deeds. She brewed a cup of terror for others, so brew twice as much for her. She glorified herself and lived in luxury, so match it now with torment and sorrow. She boasted in her heart, I am queen on my throne. I am no helpless widow. And I have no reason to mourn. Therefore, these plagues will overtake her in a single day. So here's what's going to happen to Babylon, a city, the city which is the headquarters of the harlot church. Here's what's going to happen to that city when the seventh and final plague is released. Revelation chapter 18, verse 8 says, death and mourning and famine. She will be completely consumed by fire. For the Lord God who judges her is mighty, and the kings of the world who committed adultery with her and enjoyed her great luxury will mourn. mourn for her as they see the smoke rising from her charred remains. So this city is going to be completely destroyed by fire. Now, it's going to be destroyed before the Battle of Armageddon. Before the Battle of Armageddon and after the first resurrection, the headquarters for the Harlot Church is going to be destroyed. It is part of the wrath of God. When the seventh and final plague is poured out, let's continue. And the kings of the world who committed adultery with her and enjoyed her great luxury will mourn for her as they see the smoke rising from her charred remains. They will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They will cry out, how terrible for you. O Babylon, you great city, in a single moment, God's judgment came on you. Now let's pause for a second. Why in the world would the kings of the world be terrified by the torment of a city? So if someone's a king and that individual presides over another nation and is in another city completely separate from this city, why in the world would that king be terrified? Because the first resurrection has happened. No believer is on the earth at this time. All believers are in heaven while the seven final plagues are being poured out, and they are terrified because the reality of God's judgment is being experienced. At this point, all who have taken the mark of the beast have been struck with a malignant sore. And now they're seeing not only judgment in the bodies of those who are Team Satan, but judgment where the false prophet has his home, the false prophet who has ruled and reigned in tandem with the Antichrist for 3.5 years, the headquarters, that city, has been completely destroyed, and they're terrified because they know that they're next. They know that they have been, they have sworn allegiance to the Antichrist, that they have worshipped the beast following the instruction of the false prophet. So it says they will stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. Then continuing in verse 10, how terrible for you, O Babylon, you great city. In a single moment, God's judgment came on you. The merchants of the world will weep and mourn for her, for there is no one left to buy their goods. She bought great quantities of gold, silver, jewels, and pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, and scarlet cloth, things made of fragrant Thyan wood, ivory goods, and objects made of expensive wood and bronze, iron, and marble. She also bought cinnamon, spice, incense, myrrh, frankincense, wine, olive oil, fine flour, wheat, cattle, sheep, horses, wagons, and bodies, that is, human slaves. Listen, human trafficking is a reality. Slavery is a reality in 2024. It might not be a reality where I am or where you are, but it's a reality in our world. And the Bible reveals that the harlot church will be consumers, participators in human trafficking, and that they will, in fact, be owners of slaves. Let's continue. Verse 14 says, the fancy things you loved so much are gone, they cry. All your luxuries and splendor are gone forever, never to be yours again. This city is going to be destroyed by fire. It will be a city that grows in not only its influence in the world, but it's going to grow in terms of its wealth. It's going to be like New York City, Hong Kong, and think of other financial capitals, perhaps Dubai, all rolled into one. A very powerful city, not only in terms of its influence with respect to the one world religion, but its financial base. A very wealthy city. Let's continue. Verse 15 says, the merchants who became wealthy by selling her these things. So this city is going to be so wealthy that they're buying a lot from the merchants of the world. Stand at a distance, terrified by her great torment. They will weep and cry out. How terrible for that great city. She was clothed in finest purple and scarlet linens, decked out with gold and precious stones and pearls. In a single moment, all the wealth of the city is gone. Do you know that there was a time on the earth when Thebes was a fantastic city that was splendid and full of wealth, and now it's destroyed? In the same way, there's a modern city. We're going to talk about what city this is. That's going to have that same fate. Then it says, and all the captains of the merchant ships and their passengers and sailors and crews will stand at a distance. They will cry out as they watch the smoke ascend, and they will say, where is there another city as great as this? And they will weep and throw dust on their heads to show their grief. And they will cry out, how terrible for that great city. The ship owners became wealthy by transporting her great wealth on the seas. In a single moment, it's all gone. Notice how they keep saying it's all gone in a single moment, and how they keep saying it's terrible, and, oh, this city was so great. They keep saying that over and over again. And in verse 20, it says, rejoice over her fate, O heaven, and people of God, and apostles and prophets, for at last God has judged her for your sakes. Then a mighty angel picked up a boulder the size of a huge millstone. He threw it into the ocean and shouted, just like this, the great city Babylon will be thrown down with violence and will never be found again. The sound of harps, singers, flutes, and trumpets will never be heard in you again. No craftsmen and no trades will ever be found in you again. The sound of the mill will never be heard in you again. The light of a lamp will never shine in you again. The happy voices of brides and grooms will never be heard in you again. For your merchants were the greatest in the world, and you deceived the nations with your sorceries. What are sorceries? Witchcraft. False religion. You deceived the nations with your sorceries. So it's not talking about one nation, but it says the nations. The nations. Remember in verse 3 of the same chapter, it says, for all the nations have fallen because of the wine of her passionate immorality. The one world religion is going to reach every nation in the world during the Great Tribulation. Millions, multiplied millions, that is billions of individuals are going to be deceived. They're going to take part in the one world religion, individuals in every nation. And yet it says here at the end of chapter 18, it says, you deceived the nations with your sorceries. The one world religion is a false religion. The one world religion is going to be led by the false prophet. The false prophet is the final pope. We're going to look at that today in chapter 17. Now let's continue here in verse 18. In your streets flow the blood of the prophets and of God's holy people and the blood of people slaughtered all over the world. Revelation 19, verses 1 to 5, it says, after this, I heard what sounded like a vast crowd in heaven shouting, praise the Lord! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God. His judgments are true and just. He has punished the great prostitute who corrupted the earth with her immorality. He has avenged the murder of his servants. So all the murders that will take place, that are going to take place during the Great Tribulation, all of the individuals in Israel who are worshiping their one God, our one God, in the rebuilt Third Temple, all of the Christians worldwide who are giving testimony about Jesus Christ, who refused to take the mark of the beast, all of the prophets who are going to lose their lives, their murders will be avenged. When? When God destroys the headquarters for the harlot church, it says here, he has punished the great prostitute. What is the great prostitute? The great prostitute is the harlot church. And Babylon is the city that's the headquarters for the harlot church, the church that promotes a one-world religion, a false Christianity during the Great Tribulation. Then it says, and again, their voices rang out, praise the Lord. The smoke from that city ascends forever and ever. So this says it's a vast crowd in heaven shouting. We're not shouting about the destruction of Babylon on the earth. We're watching it from heaven. Then verse 4 says, then the 24 elders and the four living beasts fell down and worshiped God, who was sitting on the throne. They cried out, amen, praise the Lord. And from the throne came a voice that said, praise our God, all his servants, all who fear him, from the least to the greatest. So that's the second half of the purple and scarlet prophecy. I wanted to take us straight from the seven plagues prophecy to the purple and scarlet prophecy because one of the things mentioned at the end of the seven plagues prophecy is that God remembers Babylon, remembers her sins, and she drinks the wine of God's wrath. So what does that look like, God's wrath on Babylon? We just heard it. It looks like Babylon being consumed by fire. In a single moment, in one day, it's completely destroyed. It happens in a single moment. It's consumed by fire, and the smoke ascends, it says, forever and ever. Folks are watching it from other locations. And, of course, those who are Team Satan, they're sad because the great city has been destroyed, the city that deceived all the nations with her sorceries. But in contrast to those kings of the world who bear the mark of the beast, who are Team Satan, who are sad at the destruction of the headquarters of the Harlot Church, in heaven we will be rejoicing. We will be rejoicing that God's judgment has been rendered against the headquarters for the Harlot Church, which has been responsible for the loss of life of so many of the saints. Now, we've seen the reality of the destruction of the Harlot Church. In other words, the headquarters of the Harlot Church, that's what I mean to say, but where is this headquarters? Where is this headquarters? And who exactly is involved with this Harlot Church? What all are we talking about? Those secrets are revealed at the beginning of the purple and scarlet prophecy. Let us go there next. So we've heard the second half, Revelation chapter 18, as well as verses 1 to 5 of 19. That's the report of the actual physical destruction of that city when the seventh and final plague is released. But let's hear the backstory. That's how did we arrive at the one world religion deceiving all the nations? How did we arrive there? So let's hear John's report of what he was shown. Revelation chapter 17, the first half of the purple and scarlet prophecy. John begins with, in verse 1 of chapter 17, saying this: one of the seven angels who had poured out the seven bowls came over and spoke to me. Come with me, he said, and I will show you the judgment that is going to come on the great prophet who rules over many waters. Now, what are waters? I believe that waters represent religions. Let's keep going. The kings of the world have committed adultery with her. And the people who belong to this world have been made drunk by the wine of her immorality. So the angel took me in the spirit into the wilderness. There I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that had 7 heads and 10 horns, and blasphemies against God were written all over it. Let's pause there for a second. The scarlet beast refers to the Antichrist. In the book of Revelation, sometimes the beast refers to the Antichrist, as in the scarlet beast here in Revelation 17. Sometimes the beast refers to the Antichrist, as in the beginning of Revelation chapter 13. Sometimes it refers to the false prophet, as seen in the second half of Revelation chapter 13. Sometimes it refers to Satan, as noted in Revelation chapter 20. Sometimes the beast refers to the 10-nation alliance that the Antichrist will be given power to lead. So whenever we're talking about the beast in the book of Revelation, we have to look at other indicators in the scripture to determine, is this talking about the Antichrist, the false prophet, Satan, or the 10-nation alliance? So here where it says the scarlet beast is talking about the Antichrist, and it says, there I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast that had 7 heads and 10 horns. So it's telling us that the Antichrist has 10 kings. So the 10 horns represent 10 kings, and the 7 heads represent 7 nations. And it says, and blasphemies against God were written all over it. The woman wore purple and scarlet clothing and beautiful jewelry made of gold and precious gems and pearls. In her hand, talking about the woman, she held a gold goblet full of obscenities and the impurities of her immorality. So this woman is immoral. This woman is a religion, the one world religion. It says in verse 5, continuing, a mysterious name was written on her forehead. This is the woman, the one world religion, Babylon the Great, mother of all prostitutes. Every false religion in the world is going to come under the leadership of the one world false religion, a false Christianity. The Bible refers to it here in the book of Revelation as the mother of all prostitutes. They're going to create a doctrine where these religions in writing come together and agree that they are all going to come under this one religion, and they're going to say that they're all worshiping the same God, and they're going to allow themselves to be in an alliance to create what is essentially a one-world religion. And so this is the mother of all prostitutes, because when a person gives his or her affections, his or her love to another god other than the one that has created the individual, that individual is prostituting himself or herself, and God hates it. So this woman that sits on the scarlet beast, the Antichrist, who has 10 kings and these 7 nations, it says 7 heads. It says a mysterious name was written on her forehead, Babylon the Great, mother of all prostitutes and obscenities in the world. Then verse 6 says, I could see that she was drunk. So why is this one world religion going to be drunk? It says, drunk with the blood of God's holy people who were witnesses for Jesus. The one world religion is going to come against Christians and be responsible for the bloodshed of the prophets and God's holy people. In Revelation chapter 12, at the end, we learn that the war on Jews declared by the Antichrist is going to be enlarged to include Christians everywhere after a major flood comes to Israel, a flood that fails to destroy Israel when the ground opens up supernaturally to receive all of the water that otherwise would have destroyed that great nation. It says here in verse 6 of Revelation 17, I could see that she was drunk, talking about this one world religion, drunk with the blood of God's holy people who were witnesses for Jesus. I stared at her in complete amazement. Why are you so amazed? The angel asked. I will tell you the mystery of this woman and of the beast with seven heads and 10 horns on which she sits. The beast you saw was once alive, but isn't now. And yet he will soon come up out of the bottomless pit. Now, what beast is this talking about? This beast is Satan. Satan comes up out of the bottomless pit in Revelation chapter 20, verses 8 to 10. So this is talking about Satan. The beast you saw was once alive but isn't now, and yet he will soon come up out of the bottomless pit and go to eternal destruction. And the people who belong to this world, whose names were not written in the book of life before the world was made, will be amazed at the reappearance of this beast who had died. When Satan is released from the bottomless pit at the end of the first 1,000 years of Jesus' reign, all of the people who are mortals on this present earth, they're going to be amazed because Satan will have been bound for 1,000 years. So we're going to have peace on earth for 1,000 years until Satan's released. This is after the second coming of Jesus Christ and after the destruction of Babylon, the Battle of Armageddon is fought and won. We have 1,000 years of peace and Satan's released from the bottomless pit. All those people who are mortals, they're going to be amazed. Now let's continue. Verse 9 says, this calls for a mind with understanding. The seven heads of the beast represent the seven hills where the woman rules. They also represent seven kings. Five kings have already fallen. The sixth now reigns, and the seventh is yet to come, but his reign will be brief. The scarlet beast, so now instead of the beast that comes up out of the bottomless pit, we're talking about the scarlet beast. It says the scarlet beast that was but is no longer is the eighth king. He is like the other seven, and he too is headed for destruction. Now, who else is headed for destruction? These are the people headed for destruction: the Antichrist, the false prophet, Satan, the children of Satan, and death. So it says the scarlet beast that was but is no longer is the eighth king. That's talking about the Antichrist. In Daniel, we learn that there are 10 kings. The Antichrist is going to put down 3 of them. 10 minus 3 is 7. When he then ascends, that will make him the eighth king at that point in time. Let's continue. He is like the other seven, and he too is headed for destruction. The 10 horns of the beast are 10 kings who have not yet risen to power. They will be appointed to their kingdoms for one brief moment to reign with the beast. Now, you have to appreciate, in these verses, we're going forward in time and then backwards in time. It's giving us a picture of key events, of key players in end-time events. It says, they will all agree to give him their power, talking about the scarlet beast, that's the Antichrist. They will all agree to give him their power and authority. Together, they will go to war against the Lamb. Now, when do they go to war against the Lamb? That's the Battle of Armageddon. That happens after the headquarters for the harlot church is destroyed. It says, together, they will go to war against the Lamb, talking about the scarlet beast, that's the Antichrist and the kings of the world, but the Lamb will defeat them. That's Jesus Christ. He comes with the armies of heaven, Revelation chapter 19, verses 6 to 21. The marriage supper prophecy, it says, but the Lamb will defeat them because he is Lord of all lords and King of all kings, and his called and chosen and faithful ones will be with him. What is that saying? When Jesus comes to fight and win the battle of Armageddon, all of us believers will be with him. That's at the beginning of the marriage supper prophecy, and it says it right here. And his called and chosen and faithful ones will be with him. So not only will the armies of heaven come with Jesus to fight and win the battle of Armageddon, but we will come as believers to see the battle of Armageddon being fought and won. Then verse 15 says, then the angel said to me, the waters where the prostitute is ruling represent masses of people of every nation and language. The scarlet beast and his 10 horns all hate the prostitute. Now, this is very interesting. This is telling us the Antichrist and the 10 kings of the 10-nation alliance, the original 10 kings, that they hate the prostitute. So they're going to hate this one world religion. It says they will strip her naked, eat her flesh, and burn her remains with fire. For God has put a plan into their minds, a plan that will carry out his purposes. Now, an incredible secret is revealed here. God is going to have the Antichrist and the kings that have given him power carry out his plans. So the Antichrist and the false prophet will work together in tandem, but the Antichrist will turn against the headquarters for the harlot church where the false prophet rules from. They're going to turn against the one world religion and their headquarters, and they're going to destroy it, probably due to jealousy. We heard how powerful financially the headquarters for the Harlot Church is going to be, how much money it's going to have. And think about it. If only 10% of people give their tithe to the one world religion, how wealthy will that organization be? Let's continue. The scarlet beast and his 10 horns all hate the prostitute. They will strip her naked, eat her flesh, and burn her remains with fire. So we already heard how the city Babylon is destroyed with fire. Earlier in chapter 17, it's revealed that it reflects the judgment of God, but God uses the Antichrist and the 10 kings to carry out his purposes. So that fire is actually released by the Antichrist and the kings of the world. It says, for God has put a plan into their minds, a plan that will carry out his purposes. They will agree to give their authority to the scarlet beast, and so the words of God will be fulfilled. And this woman you saw in your vision represents the great city that rules over the kings of the world. So the woman is the one world religion and the city. The city is Babylon. It's the city of seven hills. We heard here the seven heads of the beast represent the seven hills where the woman rules. So this woman rules, and there are seven hills in the city. The city of seven hills is Rome. If you look in any encyclopedia, you could go to Bing or DuckDuckGo or Google, type in the city of Seven Hills. In fact, I'm going to do that right now. I'm typing in the city of Seven Hills, and what comes up is the title City of Seven Hills usually refers to Rome, which was founded on seven hills. Now, let's talk about the fact that it says there are two colors that are referred to in talking about this city. It says the woman wore purple and scarlet clothing. Can you think of a religion where leadership wears purple or scarlet, both? Purple and scarlet, or purple or scarlet, or both? So there are bishops and cardinals' religion, and one group normally wears scarlet, and the other group normally wears purple. So it says bishops who are not cardinals wear purple, and cardinals wear scarlet. Now listen, I'm not telling you my opinion. I don't determine what folks wear at church. These protocols have existed for hundreds of years. The book of Revelation was written more than 2,000 years ago, yet it reflects realities that exist today. Rome is a city that exists today. The headquarters for the Catholic Church is in Rome. And leadership, the leaders of the Catholic Church do in fact wear the colors that are scarlet and purple. And that language is used today to reflect the colors of the cardinals and bishops. This leads me to believe that the false prophet is the final pope. The false prophet is the final pope. Now, what's the outcome? What's the end point for the final pope, the false prophet? The Antichrist is headed for destruction. It says that in the purple and scarlet prophecy. Satan is headed for destruction. It says that in the purple and scarlet prophecy. And I want to share with you what is the fate of the false prophet. Revelation chapter 19, in the next documentary, we're told, Revelation 19, verse 20, both the beast and his false prophet were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. That happens, the Battle of Armageddon. So the final pope, the false prophet, he will not go down with Rome when it is destroyed. When Babylon is destroyed by fire, the false prophet will escape destruction at that point in time. But subsequent to the destruction of the city of Seven Hills, the Battle of Armageddon will be fought and won, and at that time, the Antichrist will be captured, and the false prophet will be captured, and both will be tossed into the lake of fire. But the purple and scarlet prophecy itself, it is not focusing on the reality of what happens to the false prophet. It's talking about what happens to the reality of the one world false religion. So the headquarters where the leadership for that one world religion, where they are coming from, it is destroyed, because that is the city where all of the activity has happened that has led to the nations throughout the entire world being deceived with the sorceries, the false miracles that are going to happen. They're going to be signs and wonders. Signs and wonders, miracles, are for today. Every miracle is either the result of the supernatural power of God or the supernatural power of Satan. Some people, because they don't know that miracles are for today, when they see a true miracle, they'll be deceived and they'll say, oh, God exists after all, or it has to be God. No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Revelation chapter 13, the 666 Antichrist prophecy reveals that the false prophet, the final pope, will perform many false miracles, including calling fire down from heaven. So what are our takeaway points for today? There's a city of seven hills, and that city is the headquarters for the harlot church, the one world religion, the mother of all prostitutes, all false religions during the Great Tribulation. That city will have leaders that organize, that plan, that carry out the murder of Christians, including regular folks, Christian leaders, prophets of the Lord. But after the Great Tribulation has ended, and after the first resurrection has occurred, when the seventh and final plague is released, the judgment of God will come to that great city, and it will be no more. It will be destroyed forever and ever. You need to know that there's coming a one-world religion that's a false Christianity. You need to know that the leaders of that religion wear purple and scarlet. Don't be deceived. Peace is not coming until after the Battle of Armageddon is fought and won. Any man who says that he is God and who is not Jesus Christ is a liar. And any individual who fails to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord is a type of Antichrist. I didn't say he is the Antichrist. I said a type of Antichrist. Friend and truth seeker, we have a number of key events that are coming very soon. We're looking forward to the green light being given so that Israel can rebuild its third temple. Subsequent to the temple being rebuilt, the Antichrist will stand in the middle of that temple and declare that he's God. The Great Tribulation soon thereafter will begin. It'll start with a war being declared on all Jews in Israel. After the great flood that fails to destroy Israel, the Great Tribulation will grow in scope to include a war on Christians everywhere. In its entirety, the Great Tribulation will last for a known finite period of time, which is 1,260 days. After that, there is the first resurrection. After the first resurrection, as believers, as we stand in heaven with Jesus Christ, once we rise to meet him in the clouds, so will we be forever with the Lord. We rise to meet him in the clouds. We continue with him to heaven. The angels descend from heaven, and they begin to pour out the seven final plagues. When the seventh final plague is poured out, Babylon, this city, the headquarters for the harlot church, its judgment will be a reality. Its judgment will be a reality. And after Babylon is destroyed in a single day, a very short period of time, we return with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ comes The armies of heaven come. We as believers come and we watch Jesus and the armies of heaven fight and win the battle of Armageddon. The governments of men are put down. The government of Jesus Christ is established. Isaiah chapter 9 tells us, and of the increase of his government and his peace, there shall be no end. And so when we come back with Jesus from heaven and he fights and wins the battle of Armageddon, we will have peace on earth for 1,000 years. At the end of the 1,000 years, Satan will be released for a short time. He and those who he has recruited to his team will be destroyed. Then we have the great white throne judgment. Then we transition to a new earth as believers, and the unbelievers transition to Gehenna, the lake of fire. We're going to continue our discussion and analysis of the purple and scarlet prophecy on Sunday at 12 noon Texas time. That's 1 p.m. Eastern time. If you have a comment on the Pope, the final Pope, I'm not talking about Pope, I'm talking about the final Pope, the false prophet. If you have a question or comment about the one world religion, would you call during the live internet broadcast or send in a text? You can text us using the PGN text number. That's 1214. That is 1214-505-8719. And during the live internet broadcast, you can call 1-319-527-6027. I want to thank you for being with me and with us tonight. If you haven't done so yet, according to Jeremiah 33:3, I urge you to call out to God. He promises to show you great and mighty secrets that you do not know. Until next time, friend, God bless you.